Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Lame duck is typically defined as an official holding office during the period between the election of their successor and the inauguration. The Oxford Dictionary and Merriam-Webster both agree on that. For the President of the United States, it's that 10-week period when the successor has been elected but not sworn in. But this term has been evolving to describe a president who knows they will not run again. It came up most recently following the deaths of Supreme Court Justice Scalia and the resulting vacancy. Supreme Court assignments are for life, so the chance to fill a vacancy is very rare. The president nominates a qualified individual. The Senate votes to either confirm or deny the appointment. The process is usually political, and this time especially so, as the current justices are evenly split. Four are conservative, four are liberal, so the stakes are a little higher. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, announced unilaterally that the Senate would not even meet with a nominee until January 2017. McConnell said his party was following a long-standing tradition of choosing not to consider any nominees until the next president selected. PolitiFact, the nonpartisan fact-checking organization, calls that statement false. This situation happens so rarely, there's not enough precedent to even set a precedent. There have been 25 elections in the last century. Four have had Supreme Court vacancies in an election year. More were confirmed than not, but each situation was very different. There are some other examples from the early 1800s, before there was even a Republican Party. McConnell said the American people should have a voice in the selection process of their next Supreme Court justice. I guess he means the people of the future and not the people who elected Obama twice. A CBS News poll found 53% of Americans want the nomination process to proceed and 42% want to wait for President Trump or President Clinton or whatever. In February, Chief Justice John Roberts, a conservative, delivered a speech and said the Senate should judge a nominee by their qualifications and leave politics out. 10 days later, Scalia died. Obama is nominating Judge Merrick Garland, a 63-year-old moderate. Bernie Sanders backs Garland but says he's not the most progressive selection. Democrats claim the Senate has a constitutional responsibility to consider a nominee. But that's not true. The Senate majority does not have to do anything, including their job. The Washington Post points out the irony of this stance. When the Supreme Court is deadlocked, that allows lower court rulings to stand, and most of the lower courts now lean liberal. So Obama has 9 more months, and he'll try to get the constitutional process to proceed. And the Senate majority will likely try to bet for President Cruz or Trump, instead of taking the advice of Supreme Court Justice Roberts. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.